I'm Brandon Zerbe, and welcome to the My Health Sciences Weekly Podcast, where I bring you topics each week in fitness, nutrition, sleep, cognition, finance, and minimalism to help you become healthier and happier. This week I'm covering sleep efficiency. Are you sleeping enough? Let's get into it. We should all be getting 8 hours of sleep, right? Kind of? Sort of? Yeah, that's mostly right depending on your age. It's a rule of thumb we all understand. So if I go to bed at 11 p.m. and wake up at 7 a.m., then I've hit my 8 hour sleep goal, right? Wrong. Today I'm going to explain sleep efficiency, why you're likely calculating your sleep duration wrong, and why you may need to spend more time in bed. I'm going to do all that with some fancy charts, fun facts, and maybe a joke or two. Our sleep duration is the amount of time we spend asleep. And according to the CDC, or National Sleep Foundation, adults between the ages of 18 and 64 should be getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep. And although everyone's sleep requirements are slightly different, there's a 99% chance you fall within these guidelines. But there are a few genetic mutations of DEC2, ADRB1, or NPSR1 that allow people to function healthily on 4 to 6 hours of sleep. I checked my gene drawer and only found American Eagle though. So in most cases, you also don't have these gene mutations either and will require a sleep duration along these suggested guidelines. And since I promised some fun facts, one is that most people think the elderly need less sleep, say 5 to 7 hours. But their sleep requirements are almost identical to everyone's over the age of 18. The main difference is that many elderly people have lost the capacity to get a full night's sleep due to poor sleep history, substandard dieting, lack of physical activity, or any number of unhealthy lifestyle choices. Losing the ability to get a full night's sleep obviously accelerates the aging process too. So now that we have a promising idea of how many hours we should be sleeping, let's try to determine our sleep efficiency. In its simplest form, sleep efficiency is the amount of time you spend asleep relative to how much time you spend in bed. So, for example, 7 hours and 36 minutes asleep while spending 8 hours in bed equals a 95% sleep efficiency. If this was too simple though, scientists have detailed a more specific formula to determine your exact sleep efficiency. This is total sleep time relative to how long it takes you to fall asleep, stay asleep, midnight awakenings, and attempts to re-fall asleep after final awakening. So a detailed example of this would be 7 hours and 12 minutes asleep while spending 14 minutes to initialize sleep, 27 minutes awake at night, and 9 minutes attempting to sleep after awakening in the morning, for a total of 8 hours, equals a 90% sleep efficiency. Okay, now that that dead pillow has been beaten, many activity trackers will calculate your sleep efficiency for you automatically, but on average, they're only about 78% accurate at determining your sleep/wake state. This accuracy is improved in trackers that also take heart rate into consideration. For example, the Oura Ring is one of the most accurate sleep trackers, and its sleep-wake accuracy is around 90%. So even this isn't going to be completely accurate, which is why I thought it'd be helpful to explain how you can calculate your sleep efficiency yourself, as it may be more accurate than a tracker. And a good target range to shoot for is a sleep efficiency of 86 to 97%, with the optimal range being around 93 to 95%. Now, if you're a high achiever looking to ace this test with a 100, then this is a good sign you may be sleep deprived. If you're the kind of person who falls asleep immediately when your head hits the pillow, and you don't wake until the morning, it's very possible your body requires more sleep. And if you're on the lower end below 85%, this could be a sign of a possible sleep issue. And many people with insomnia can reach sleep efficiencies below 75%. So if you're anywhere below an 86% sleep efficiency rating, then it may be worth checking in with a doctor. And now that we understand how to determine our sleep efficiency and what's a healthy range, let's recalculate our bedtime routine. At the beginning, I mentioned a common miscalculation where many people assume that going to bed at 11 p.m. and waking up at 7 a.m. produces 8 hours of sleep. Well, if you're sleeping optimally at a 95% sleep efficiency, this only generates 7 hours and 36 minutes of sleep. If you're sleeping suboptimally at 85%, then this only generates 6 hours and 48 minutes of sleep. So to determine our bedtime routine, we first need to know the duration of sleep we want to get, then we need to know our current sleep efficiency, and only then can we determine the amount of time we need to spend in bed to accomplish this goal. And if the average person has a sleep efficiency of 90%, then they need to spend nearly 9 hours in bed to accomplish this. For me, I've been heading to bed at 10:20 p.m. lately and waking up at 6:45 a.m. This provides me with an 8 hour and 25 minute sleep opportunity. I've estimated my sleep efficiency at about 90%, which means I'm getting around 7 hours and 35 minutes of sleep, which is within the CDC and Sleep Foundation's guidelines. So here are my final thoughts. A substantial portion of people in the United States are skimping on sleep already. On top of this, many are miscalculating how much sleep they're getting by not taking into consideration their sleep efficiency. Sleep efficiency can easily be calculated by taking your total time asleep and dividing it by your total time attempting to sleep. Not only will this sleep efficiency rating allow you to properly allocate time for sleep, but it'll also help you determine if you're sleep deprived or if sleep issues requiring medical attention. All of this will help you better understand your sleep for a healthier and happier life. Thanks for joining me on the My Health Sciences Weekly Podcast, where I bring you topics to improve your health and happiness through sustainable, evidence-based, healthy habit change. If you'd like to receive weekly updates on the three most important things I've read, watched, and listened to within the past week, sign up for the My Health Sciences Weekly newsletter. Those on this list will never miss any of the latest and most important information I share about health and happiness. And if you're interested in taking the next step in your journey to health and happiness, check out My Health Sciences Plus. This monthly program provides you with the exact recipes, meal plans, workouts, and exercise programs I use to get and stay in the best shape of my life. Thanks again, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.